LNB's audio diary for the 17th of December, 2023. It is a Sunday, and it's, what time is it? Let me shift gears. It is 9:36 in the morning. I have just finished at the shelter, and I'm just going to head home. I got nowhere else to go. Mrs. Bronx is working at the shelter today, so we drove in together. And she really doesn't want to be there today. She just wants to go home. It is cold out. Bright and sunny, but cold. It was low 20s last night. Like 22-ish, thereabouts. Fahrenheit. And it was cold. It was cold in the house. Cold. It is cold. It's just cold. So anyway, I got... nothing else going on today. So what do I intend to do? What have I been up to? Let's see. I have been working on All He Surveys Volume 2. Currently on Draft 4 of Chapter 15. Who's that? Oh, look at you, ground squirrel. It's going okay. That was the one that I had worked on quite a bit, and I was like, yeah, this thing is really in great shape. And then, I reread it, and it's like, ooh. So, that's going to require a lot of work. It's just the way it is. Did you hear that? Aeroplane. There's a airfield here. Sholo's got its own airfield. It's a regional hub, and I think it's set to grow. It's been growing. But anyway, that's probably a topic for another day. I've been working on the book. Just been working on the book, and it needs a lot of work. It's going okay. It'll be good. I think it'll be good. Yeah, I'm pretty good anyway. Hopefully. Progress should be good. I'm not working on it as hard as I will. Because remember, I'm taking the month off, right? But, a couple hours a day if I can manage it. So, that's good. That's good. Let's see, what else have I been doing? Lately, I have been making fudge. Yes, candy. Now, fudge can be easy or it can be hard. And if you're listening to this and have been listening, you know I almost always take the easy way. So, yes, I have a recipe that's nearly foolproof that produces really good fudge, and it only takes two ingredients and one process, and or two, we'll say. And I'm going to describe it to you right now, dear listener. Basically, and I learned this off of YouTube, a guy named John Cannell, who has a channel called Preppy Kitchen. If you look that up on YouTube, you'll find this guy, and fairly recently, like within the last month or so, he had this recipe, and I was like, oh, that looks good, I'll try that. And I was really impressed with the results. And others have been too, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But here's the recipe. You take two cans of sweetened condensed milk. That's your secret ingredient, okay? Two of those small cans. And then you take 720 grams of a chocolate that you like. All right. Now, that's in weight. And most people in the United States, North America in general, don't use weight when they cook. They use volume. And either way gets great results. Weight is easier to deal with. But the advantage here is that if you buy your chocolate, whatever form you buy it in, it'll always have the weight on the outside. And it'll always have imperial measurement and metric. And it'll have the grams on there. You're looking for 720 grams of your favorite chocolate, all right? I personally prefer to use a mix, right? Generally a semi-sweet and then something else, but I'll describe what I've done already in a moment. But you take that, you put them both into a saucepan, put your heat on low, very low, right? And then you just stir. You stir and stir and stir until everything is melted together. And it does take time, and it gets quite thick, and you might say, ooh, I don't know, but you have to keep stirring, or it could burn. And you don't want that. If that happens, it's ruined. So don't do that. But because you have it on low, it's not super prone to it the way it would if it was higher, okay? So keep it on low and you stir and stir and stir. And it takes about, I don't know, 10 minutes, 10, 12 minutes to fully melt. At least it did on mine, or it does on my stove, but yours might be a little different. Either way, just stir, stir, stir until it's melted and then take it off, all right? Now, before you even started, I should have done this in order. This, you know me, I talk in chaos. So before you have started this, you want a 9x9 pan or some kind of pan that's within that size range, right? If it's a little bit longer, a little bit bigger, maybe, you know, a 10x10 if they even make such a thing or whatever, your fudge is going to be a little bit thinner, but that's probably a good thing, all right? It's probably a good thing. But I have 9x9, little cheap aluminum disposable 9x9 pans. I had them on hand, and that's what I used. Line that with parchment paper. Don't drive yourself crazy. Line it with parchment paper. If you don't have parchment paper, butter it really, really well. The inside, very, very well, okay? But parchment paper makes your life easy. All right. Now that your chocolate and your sweetened condensed milk are completely melted together and smooth, but thick, super thick, take it off and immediately pour it, really you'll have to scrape it, into your pan, right? Your 9x9 pan with the parchment paper or butter. All right, pour that in there, smooth it out. It will begin to set quickly, so you cannot waste time here. You take it from the stove and put it right in the pan. That's what you do, all right? And then smooth it as best you can. It's sticky and it doesn't like to, you know, but if you use, I don't know, like a silicone spatula or something like that, it'll be fine. It'll be just fine. Then you take this and you stick it in the fridge for 2 hours, or give or take, 2 hours. And that's this is important. You put that in for 2 hours, and it after two hours, it's firm, but not as firm as it will get when you let it sit there overnight, okay? So you take it out, and that's when you cut it. And you cut it into whatever shapes you want. Now, I don't recommend squares unless they're small squares. Probably even small. It's a lot of candy. This makes a lot of candy. And you, but cut it into whatever shape you want, whatever sizes that you enjoy. And, excuse me. I take it out at this, oh, what have I done? I'm talking in chaos. You take it out, peel off the parchment paper. Okay, peel off the parchment paper, place it on either a cutting board or a plate or something like that, then you cut it up. All right. I thought I'd said that, but I didn't, and now I have. All right. So, you peel off the parchment paper, cut it up. Now, what I do, and you don't have to, but what I do is I have a bowl of sugar on the side, just plain old table sugar, and I dip it in that. Not necessarily for the flavor, though it does make things a little sweeter. It's already super sweet, but the purpose of it primarily is to keep them from sticking. Now you could use powdered sugar, icing sugar, whatever you want to call it. That would work really well. That would work quite well. But either way, I do that so that they don't stick back together again, because this is still sticky, right? It's firm enough that you can handle it, you can eat it. You can eat it as soon as it sets up, even while it's warm. You can start eating this if you want to. But it is better when it's firmer, because it's fudge, right? Before that, it feels like really thick chocolate frosting, right? And kind of has that flavor when you taste it, in a way, because it's so sweet, but it's, you know, it's candy. So when that's all set, you stick it back in the fridge. Now, I have taken the individual pieces, and this does take time, cutting it up and dipping it and, you know, doing that. It does take time. But I put those in a Ziploc bag, a zippy bag, and stick it into the fridge. And I usually do 2 bags because you get that much candy out of it. And they go into the fridge, and then you let it sit there for overnight. And there you go. When it comes out, it will be smooth. It will be indulgent. It will be rich. It will be fantastic. I'm telling you, it's really, really good, all right? Now then, There are variations. You can do anything you want. You could add nuts. You could add dried fruit. You could add anything you want while the thing is melting and then get it all in there. You can cover it with anything you want, right? Instead of sugar, use crushed nuts. That would be fantastic, right? Anything you want can be, you know, you can do anything you want with this that you could do with any other sort of candy like this. Now, at its simplest, it is just that process. You weigh out you have two cans of sweetened condensed milk. You weigh out 720 grams of chocolate. You melt those down, stirring constantly on low heat. You take your 9x9 pan with parchment paper on the inside or buttered or whatever. You pour that in from the stovetop right to the pan, smooth it out, fridge. Take it out 2 hours later, take off the parchment paper, cut it up in any way you want. You don't have to cut, you know, you don't have to dip it in sugar or anything like that. You just do whatever. I wouldn't put it back in the pan though. That's me. Because it is sticky and they're likely to just sort of congeal back together a little bit. Make it a little bit harder to get out later. I think I would put it in another container of some sort. A bag, whatever, you know, a candy container, whatever. Back in the fridge it goes overnight. And the next day it is ready and fantastic. Okay. Now, other things you can do. If you, now in my case, the very first fudge I did, I used three kinds of chocolate. I used an unsweetened chocolate, completely unsweetened, just, you know, just dark chocolate. I used a quality semi-sweet. And I used a milk chocolate. And these were all in pre-sort, the semi-sweet, I think, was in bar form. And I had to cut that up. But the others were in little kisses, for like chocolate chip cookies or something like that. And they're made for baking. And that's what I used. And I measured out 720 grams of the mix. And I put it in there. Now that comes out as a really dark, bitter chocolate, kind of a bitter fudge, so to speak. I also added, to kind of cut that bitterness, I added about a tablespoon, maybe a tablespoon and a half of agave syrup, all right? Now the thing about agave syrup that you probably won't, you know, unless you live around here, you may not have access to agave syrup, right? But any kind of syrup with an invert sugar, and that's important, all right? An invert sugar, which is a type of sugar that's slightly different than table sugar, all right? An invert sugar will prevent the chocolate from seizing and it'll prevent the fudge from turning all granular, all right? This comes out smooth, I'm telling you, it's very smooth. And if you use an invert sugar, which is, as I say, the sweetened condensed milk is the key because that is made with invert sugar, okay? And effectively, I was just adding a little bit more, and that was to counter the bitterness, all right? Now, other things that are invert sugars, honey, corn syrup, right? Now, you may not want the, you know, hydrogenated corn syrup or whatever it is that, you know, they make regular corn syrup. Corn syrup will do it. Other types of syrup will do this. I think real maple syrup is of an invert sugar. So there are lots of invert sugars in syrup form that you can get your hands on. And if you want to, you can add a little of this. The thing about all this, the thing about it all, is that you can add other things to accentuate the chocolate, which I did in my first batch. One of the most common things to add to any kind of chocolate, you can do chocolate cake, brownies, anything like that. One of those common things to add is a teaspoon, or maybe two, of either espresso powder or just instant coffee. All right, instant coffee of some form. Better coffee might matter. I don't think it does because you don't taste coffee when this is done if you only use that amount. But that really bumps the chocolate flavor. It just brings it way forward, right? So you end up with something that's a real chocolate blitz, or at least the first one turned out really, really well. Now, I'm not a chocolate head. I'm not, all right? and even I like this. This is a strong chocolate flavor. It is kind of bitter. It's bitter, more bitter than milk chocolate when it's done, or a fudge made from milk chocolate. But it got rave reviews from everybody who's tried it, except for Little Bronx, who only likes milk chocolate. And if I were trying it for the first time and someone else made it, I wouldn't give it rave reviews either, because I don't like bitter chocolate. I like milk chocolate, right? But I like it. I don't love it, but I like it. But people that like chocolate love it, right? Mrs. Bronx brought, as I say, there were two bags, and she brought one of the bags into work, and they went apeshit over it there. You know, they mentioned it a whole bunch of times. Everybody wanted the recipe, and I came by to pick her up or drop something off. I don't know what it was, and they were, like, stopping me, saying, thank you for the fudge, like it was, you know, like I brought them their insulin or something, which they'll probably need after they eat too much fudge. So it turned out really well. All right. Now, I made a second batch yesterday of just a sweeter one that Little Bronx would like. Same way, except I didn't add the agave syrup, and I did not add any coffee to it, because we don't want to accentuate the chocolate flavor too much, right? He doesn't like that. I don't especially like it in general, right? And I made that fudge, and I cut it up last night, and I did the sugar thing and stuck it in the fridge. I had a piece of that last night. It's good. It turned out so good. It's so smooth. I'm telling you, if you like fudge, try this. Now, my next experiment is going to be peanut butter fudge. It's actually a peanut butter cocoa fudge, all right, technically speaking. My mother used to make this, and it was one of her specialties, and it was a recipe her mother made, right? And she used to make this all the time, and we loved it. Well, now that I'm an adult and I know a little bit more about fudge making, right, I realized that it's not a really great recipe. The chocolate, the candy breaks, and it's completely granular when you're done. That was always part of the character of it, and that's what we loved about it. But it's not what I would like to pursue now. What I want to do is make a peanut butter chocolate fudge that tastes like hers, but has the smoothness and, you know, the overall beauty and flavor, you know, or texture, I should say, the texture of what I've been doing lately, right? And that's an experiment I want to make. Mrs. Bronx wants me to make another batch for the clinic, right? Probably the first stuff I made. So that's going to be a special purchase, because I have to get the right kinds of chocolate. But it's a lot of fun, and it's so easy. Dear listener, it's so easy. If you like fudge of some kind, this is a great way to go. You don't have to make a chocolate fudge. You don't like chocolate? That's fine. I totally get that. You could make a lighter one. You can make something with other flavors in it, you know? If you were to take some of... They make these white chocolate, kind of almost completely neutral flavor, melting chips, right? Now, some of these are made specifically to make the outer shell of certain kinds of candies. But there are other kinds that are meant for other purposes, you know? And if you just buy white chocolate chips or butterscotch chips, you could make a fudge from those things, right? And they would be just amazing. Just really, really good. And the smoothness, man, I'm going to go in and eat some fudge when I get out, or when I go into the house. I'm just going to go in and snack on a little bit of fudge. Do I need it? No, I certainly don't. I've been bad. I haven't been on my diet for a while, and I've been bad. So I'm going to be bad some more. I'm going to be a bad boy. I'm going to go in and have some chocolate. I'm going to have me some fudge. And I suggest you have some fudge, dear listener. You just go into your kitchen. It's so simple. I'm telling you. So anyway, I guess that's it for today, because I am home.